Okay, we're continuing our class on reading Psalms. So far we learned, Munach, munach, atnach, munach, Riviya mugrash, melcha sof pasuk. So if the end of the pasuk has a melcha, so then it would go, melcha sof pasuk, or the way Sfardim say sof pasuk, melcha siluk. Okay, so that's what we've done so far. Now we're going to do two more tunes. Let's look at the first word in Psalms, Tehillah. You see, over the Lamed we have a Revi'ah. There are two types of Revi'ah. There is a Revi'ah which goes down, like a Revi'i when we read Torah, Revi'i in Torah. So then you also have a Revi'ah that goes down. And the tune would be Revi'a, Revi'a, Revi'a. So that's a Revi'a when it's all alone. But sometimes a Revi'a precedes a sign that's called an Ole V'Yored. If you look at the beginning of Ashrei, Tehillah LeDavid, so then that's a Revi'a that precedes an Ole V'Yored, and then it's a lead-in, what's called either a Revi'a Katon. And then it goes as follows. Revi'a Katon Ole V'Yored Tehillah LeDavid Tehillah LeDavid. So anytime you have a Revi'a preceding an Ole V'Yored, it goes Revi'a Ole V'Yored Tehillah LeDavid Tehillah LeDavid Tehillah LeDavid Tehillah LeDavid Tehillah LeDavid Tehillah LeDavid Tehillah LeDavid. So let's look up to the previous chapter, and we will see a Revi'a that's alone. Revi'a, Revi'a, Revi'a. When it's a standalone, it goes down. And then you have a Revi'a that leads into the next word, a Revi'a Katon, that leads into an Ole V'Yored. Revi'a Ole V'Yored. So, if we look at the previous chapter, we have many of those. The first pasuk, Tzuri Revi'a. You see, it's a Revi'a alone, right? Tzuri Hamlamed Yadai Lakrav Etzbeotai. Right? That's a Revi'a Mugrash. Etzbeotai.
Could you make the difference?
A Revi'a Mugrash, if you look over the Aleph, it has that comma, that standing comma, right?
Yeah.
What's called an Azla Geresh. So that's how you know that that's a Revi'a Mugrash. Etzbeotai. Now in the next Pasuk, we run into something interesting. If you notice, under the word Misgabi, you have like an upside down Atnach, right? It's like an upside down. That's like an upside down horseshoe. So that has the same rule. It has the same tune as a Revi'a Katon that leads in. You see, the next word has an Ole V'Yored. Over the Mefalti, you have that arrow. Under the Li, you have the Mercha. That's called an Ole V'Yored. So that's pronounced with the same tune. Misgabi umfalti li. Just like a Revi'a. Revi'a Katon, Revi'a Ole V'Yored, Misgabi Umfalti Li. We go to the next pasuk. The first word is Hashem, and it has a Revi'a. It's not followed by an Ole V'Yored, so that's Revi'a. And now we know how to read that pasuk completely. Adonai Ma'adam Vateidaehu Ben Enosh Vatechasheveyu. If we go forward to the pasuk Shilach Yadecha Mimarom, I don't have numbers in mind. We're again in chapter 144. Shilach Yadecha Mimarom. That's a Revi'a Katan. It leads into the Olevi Ored, right? Shilach Yadecha Mimarom. And then we skip the next pasuk Elokim. You have it. Elokim Shir Chadash Ashir Alach Benevel Asor Azamer Alach Hanotein Teshuah Lamelachim Hapotze Et David Avdo Mecherev Ra'a. So again, Hanotein Teshuah Lamelachim, that's a Revi'a Katon, because it leads into the Olev Yored. Hanotein Teshuah Lamelachim. And then Avdo is a Revi'a. It's its own Revi'a, right? A Revi'a Gadol. Hapotze et David Avdo.
Isn't it a Mugash?
It's not. There's no Azla Geresh. There's no Revi'a Mugash there. I don't have any sign on the Ayin. You do?
Yeah.
Ah, so if you have a Tehillim that on the Ayin there's a Azla Geresh, then it's a Revi'a Mugrash. Then you're right. Then that would be Hapotze et David Avdo Mecherev Ra'a. In mine, there's no Revi'a Mugrash there. Okay. Now, under the word Miyad, we have that same sign that has the same tune as the Revi'a that leads into the Olevi Ored. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What's that sign called? I don't know what that sign is called. The upside down horseshoe. It's called a galgal. It's called a galgal. Miyad b'nei nechar. And again you have it in the next pasuk. Megudalim bin ureihem. And in the next pasuk again. Mizan elzan. So let's... Okay, so now we learned today the Galgal, the Revi'a, and the Revi'a before an Olevi Ored, so we also learned the Olevi Ored. And you'll notice that the stress in an Olevi Ored is on the Mercha in the Olevi Ored. So it would be Mizan El Zan, the stress is on the Zan. Or in the Pasuk earlier, Miyad B'nei Nechar. Or if we go to chapter 145, Tehillah le David, the stress is on the Vav. It's on the Yored, on the Mercha part of the Olev Yored. So today we learned the Revi'a, or Revi'a Katon, which goes into an Olev Yored. Revi'a Olev Yored.